a word for you from Joshua chapter 6 verse 21. Then they devoted all in the city to destruction, both men and women, young and old, sheep, oxen, donkeys, with the edge of the sword. How cruel, you might say. Surely this shows the brutality of a God who has no feeling for human life or for animal life. Are you shocked by the story? This is, of course, the destruction of Jericho, how God commanded that they were to kill everything there, to destroy and utterly remove every single thing. Except God had one or two exceptions, and they had to strictly obey that. Now, the reason that God puts this here, and that it is revealed that God then utterly destroyed the city that had so made life miserable for God's people, it was an utter enemy of God, is that it has a shock effect. It's meant to. Even we who live in the New Testament era, it's meant to shock us, because this displays God's hatred of sin. Unkulunkulu uyazonda izono. Remember that it cost the life of the Son of God. This is how important sin is to God. Sin is symbolic of rebellion. It is the turning of the back against God. It is going in your own direction. It is choosing hell, you could say. And God says every single thing that is connected to this must be utterly destroyed. Now, in the New Testament, in Hebrews, for instance, it says that what happened in the Old Testament is symbolic and is a shadow of the things to come, all of it finding its completion, its fulfillment in Christ. So, if God said this about sin in the Old Testament, well, there is the New Testament completion of it, and that is Jesus took these sins into his body. He was destroyed for our sake. He gave his life to rid us of these things. Can you therefore continue with sin? Ungaqhubeka nezono na? If sin is so wicked, so evil before God, it causes such destruction, God said every bit of it must be destroyed.